Hello.
Hello, Mr. Robert. My name's Joe. I'm calling from Opinion Research. On behalf of our client and the International Union of Bricklayers and Ally Craft Workers, I would like to ask you a few questions concerning problems facing your nation and local communities. You think you can help me out real quick?
It's a possibility, maybe.
All right. Thank you so much. I'll do this briefly. Real quick. Now, to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry? 0 to 2, 3 to 10, 11 to 25, 26 to 40, or 41 over?
Oh, 25.
Okay. Thank you. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Finisher, tile, cement, plaster, marble, bricklayer?
I carry a card to caulk.
Okay.
I caulk.
Okay.
That's what I do. Precast panels.
Okay. All right. All right. Now, on the last job that you worked on, were you a improver, finisher, apprentice, journey, or a foreman?
Journeyman foreman.
Journeyman foreman. Excellent. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Am I currently working? Oh, yeah.
Yes. Okay. Thank you so much. And approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work whenever you want to work, or over the past 12 months of the craft, if any, 0 weeks, 1 to 4 weeks, 5 to 12 weeks, 13 to 20 weeks, or 21 weeks over?
0 weeks.
All right, thank you. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contracts over the past year? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Thank you. And thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there's are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as it was the last year?
About the same number since last year.
Thank you. All right, Mr. Robert. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same?
I would say a little bit more union projects.
Okay, thank you. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough unions, craft workers, to perform the work on the union projects in your community? Yes or no?
That's a yes or no.
Uh-huh.
It's a toss-up.
Hmm.
I don't know. Let's just say, yeah,
okay.
There's more.
All right. And yes or no, now, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
Well, they stopped by.
Okay.
They stopped by both, yeah, the cement
right.
masons.
Okay.
The cement masons and the bricklayers.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
No. All right. And thinking about the last job you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through the federal government or through your state, a local government? Private or do you or not know?
Private.
Private. Okay. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less employment than now, about the same, or more employment than now?
I'm going to say about the same.
About the same. All right. Thank you, Mr. Robert. Now, looking at your family's economy situation, do you believe that it in the next 2 or 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay the same, about the same?
It might decline a little. I'm thinking it's going to decline.
Okay. All right. Now, switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health and safety hazards are you most concerned about the job? something else, or do you have no real safety concerns on the job? I'm going to read you some, and just you can tell me. Unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problem, heat and cold, falling objects, fall risk, COVID-19, air quality.
I would say fall risk and things from falling.
Okay. Thank you. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months? In person, online, or no?
No, I haven't.
Okay, thank you. And for each of the following, please tell me you have participated in activities in the past 12 months. I'm going to read you some names, and you should tell me yes or no. Political canvassing.
No, I haven't watched TV in 7 months.
Okay. Picketing.
What'd you say? I'm sorry.
Picketing.
No.
No, okay. And union organizing.
What was that? Say again.
Union organizing.
Union.
Yeah. Okay. Now, in the last 12 months, how often did you a local union representative visit the project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Well, this one I've seen 2 business agents out at.
Okay. All right. changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news source from the one you are most likely to get your news from, and the one that least likely to get on your news from. I'm going to reach you some, and you tell me from there. You get your news from your friends and neighbors, local TV news programming, internet or social media, print and online newspaper, radio, or cable news?
My newspaper I get each month.
All right. Thank you so much, Mr. Robert. All right. Okay, here we go. Now, which of the following issue matters most to you right now? Immigration, healthcare, foreign policy, the environment, support of labor unions, education, jobs, and the economy, or something else?
The healthcare.
Okay. Healthcare. Thank you so much.
It's just getting way too expensive.
Yeah,
crazy.
It is true. It is true.
Oh, yeah.
You go to a visit, it's like almost like, wow, $200 or something.
Yeah.
That's what my mom tells me.
Oh, yeah. That's when I got top of the line Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Excellent. That's great, Mr. Robert. Now, as you may know, back. It supports its application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about Davis-Bacon Act?
No, not lately, no.
Okay, thank you so much. And as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Will you say it's not important at all, or not so important, somewhat important, or very important that federal election officials support it?
Very important.
Thank you so much. Now, generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly support the prevailing wage protection of the Davis-Bacon Act? Or both?
I'm Well, I know the Republicans still like unions.
Okay.
So, I would say, you know, it's a toss-up nowadays.
Yeah. All right. So we'll leave it in the middle.
Leave it in the middle.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over dispute regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more on this dispute, the United Auto Workers or the GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
The small people that are working in the plants.
Excellent. Great. Yeah. That's cool. Okay. Now, please indicate if you disapprove or approve the job that Joe Biden has done, which of the followings. I'm going to read you some, and you can tell me strongly approve or strongly disapprove. Okay. His job as president overall. Strongly approve or strongly disapprove?
Oh, man.
We're almost done, Mr. Robert. We're almost done, okay?
Yeah, I know, but I don't know.
I'm making it difficult for you.
No. I don't like the guy, but, you know.
Yeah.
Is there any way I can go in the middle?
Sure. No problem, Mr. Robert. Now, Forging Affairs, strongly approve or strongly disapprove?
Disapprove.
Disapprove. Okay. Immigration, strongly approve or strongly disapprove?
Down the middle.
Down the middle.
Down the middle. Yeah.
Healthcare.
If people are going to come here and work, that's fine. But if they're going to... We got to start paying for them to eat, stuff like that. That's different.
Yeah, that's different. Okay, healthcare, strongly approve or strongly disapprove?
Disapprove.
Excellent. All right. Bam. And support for the labor unions, strongly approve or strongly disapprove?
Approve, very strong.
Okay. And the economy, strongly approve or strongly disapprove?
Well, got a lot of jobs out there, but comedy, because the groceries, gas.
Oh, man. Tell me about it.
You can't live. You just living to eat and put gas in your car.
Exactly.
Pay the minimum.
I gotta put like at least $50 on my car, literally. Okay.
Yeah.
And so, Mr. Robert, it's hard.
It's tough. The guy complaining at work today. He goes, "Man, I'm spending $180 a week in gas."
Wow.
Yeah, to get to and from work.
Mm-hmm. I bet. Now, Mr. Robert, now, do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Excellent. And are you registered to vote? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Robert. And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the elections, presidents, and other office in November 2024? Are you almost certain, probably 50-50?
Or what?
Okay. Almost certain, probably, or 50-50?
To vote which way?
For the president of office on November 2024.
Not the guy that's in there now.
Yeah. Okay.
No.
So it's almost certain?
I don't want that guy that's in there now.
Okay, no problem. All right. And if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden or the Republican Donald Trump, who would you vote for?
Hopefully there's somebody that's independent that talks sense. People, you know, give people cut breaks on food and gas. And I don't know which one. It's not going to be Joe Biden. I might. Hopefully there's somebody that's independent.
Who cares about the people and not just them.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
They got big pocketbooks. We don't.
Exactly. And now, just so know, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding a legislation and affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. And turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Fair, I guess.
Okay. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Fair.
All right.
Well, the reason why I say that, the International Union in Washington, D.C., wherever it's at, I think, they built their office. It's all made out of glass. It's not a brick building. Their building is made all out of glass. Now, why wouldn't you have...
Exactly,
you know,
exactly.
Make it out of brick, block, tile, sandstone. No, it's one big glass building. So
exactly.
The glass company's made out like a fat rat.
Oh, man. Okay, now, Mr. Roberts, sorry to interrupt you. How could the union best improve its representative to service, in your own words? I don't have to be that much, just a little sentence.
They got to come out and come out to the jobs more often, the business station.
Okay.
I don't know what they do.
Okay, more.
Exactly all in there, but.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much. Next one, same. What do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year? And next, is the most important thing in the union should be working on? Same. Just, you know. Whatever pops in your mind.
Yeah, well, healthcare for one. They ought to call Blue Cross Blue Shield and tell them, wait a minute, whoa. I just had to tell the dentist office, you know.
Yeah.
It was $75 every time I walked through that door. And then it was then it was a $25 copay. Well, that's all it should have been, $25 copay.
Man,
so,
can you do that?
And then lady goes, well, we'll set up your next appointment. And I go, okay, when? And she told me, and I said, all right, I'll be here at 4:00.
Uh-huh.
You have somebody, I pointed right at the door. I said, you have somebody come greet me and open that door for me. Because every time I touch that door handle, it's $75.
Exactly.
I don't want to touch it.
Exactly.
Bullshit. It's bullshit.
All right. Now, Mr. Robert, and what is your preference way to receive information from your union? Job site, union, mini, text, mail, or email?
Newspaper's fine. Oh, how to get a hold of me or what?
Yeah. How to get a hold of you? Go to your job site, union meeting, text or mail or email.
Oh, go to the job.
Okay.
I got three email addresses, two at work and one here, one of my own. So I'm not an email kind of person.
Okay. All right. No problem. And now, Mr. Robert, how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regularly updates that are important to BEC? Four or more times a year, a couple of times a year, once a year, or never?
Oh, a couple of times a year.
Okay. And let me see. And now I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purpose. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat or Republican or independent?
Independent.
Excellent. All right. And do you think of yourself as closer to Democrat or Republican Party?
Oh, man. Independent.
Oh, excellent. Excellent.
You know, they all got issues. They all got fucking issues. And one guy might have two great ideas that he's going to do for the country. And the other guy might have two great ideas.
So they just go at it.
Yeah, they're crooks. They're all crooks.
All right, Mr. Robert, and just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race? Caucasian, African-American, Latino?
Caucasian.
Excellent. Thank you. Awesome. And finally, strictly for verification purpose by my supervisor, can I just have your first name? Just your first name.
Robert.
Thank you so much, Mr. Robert. This concludes our surveys. Thank you very much for your participation. And thank you for the talk, man. It was great. Thank you, Mr. Robert.
All right.
Thank you for your opinion. You have a good day, sir.
You too. Bye.
Likewise. Bye-bye. Thank you.